Oasis Audio presents Prayers for Those Who Grieve by Jill Kelly, read for you by Jill Kelly. To those who are listening, before you take this journey, I want to briefly share my heart and hope with you. As you pour out your intimate cries to the God who loves you and sees you, let the tears fall where they may. While this journey is meant to be a safe haven for all you are wrestling with right now, it's also a dangerous place to let it all out. A place to let go and let God. A place to expose and release the depths of your grief and despair. Take it with you wherever you go, just in case you find yourself in a moment of mourning that needs expression. Journaling my thoughts and prayers has been invaluable to my intimate relationship with the Lord. In fact, journaling has allowed me to express tumultuous emotions in a way that has brought deep healing and freedom. He's listening. With love, humility, and a bleeding heart on the mend. Jill Kelly. Introduction. You're probably holding this book in your hands because either you or someone you love is grieving. I want you to know how very sorry I am for your loss. If I were standing in front of you right now, my words would be few, but my arms would be ready to hug you. I am grieving too. My only son, Hunter, was born on his daddy's birthday, Valentine's Day, February 14, 1997. When he was only 4 months old, our baby boy was diagnosed with a fatal genetic disease that eventually took his precious life 8 brief years later. When I laid my treasured 8-year-old son's lifeless body into the grave, I thought my life was over, and part of it was. The prayers in this book were taken from the many tear-stained pages of several journals I kept during the most agonizing time of my life. In a very real and intimate way.